Hello, and welcome back to another mini bubble of this podcast, My Streaming Bubble. I'm your host, Jen, and I am back for more tears and fears as I continue my watch and react of HBO's The Last of Us, going episode by episode. All right, so I am set and ready to hit play on episode 4, titled Please Hold to My Hand. As a quick recap of kind of the series so far, the show is breaking our fucking hearts, especially with that last episode with Bill and Frank. Rest in peace. So in the last episode, you know, we saw Joel and Ellie reach Bill and Frank's compound, basically, and Joel learns of their passing. Bill leaves all of his things to Joel, including a truck and all the juices to make a vehicle battery. So now Joel and Ellie are off to find Joel's brother, who we haven't seen since the first episode when all hell broke loose, and hopefully find a way to get Ellie to where she needs to be, what with being the cure to the apocalypse and everything. So, oh, and side note, I did really like Joel and Ellie's moment in the last episode when he was honest with her about how shit went down with the virus outbreak and everything and how she thanked him. I just thought it was like a really nice, perhaps their first like sincere and respectful exchange so far. Since Joel has now seemed to fully accept being responsible for Ellie, he's kind of laid out some ground rules so that they can continue this journey as quickly and safely as possible. So let's go ahead and I'm going to hit play, sit through the series previously on. I'm sure it's going to be, if they show deaths again, I'm going to whine through it. So let's go ahead, hit play, get caught up with these two, and find out what weird noises I'm going to make this time. Oh, that's right. She found a gun in one of the drawers. So even though Joel's very much like, you can't have a weapon, which is a thing that I kind of have issues with, but now she's got a weapon. Joel doesn't know about it, so we'll see how that's all going to play out. Since it was worth showing in the previously on, I'm sure that will come into play in this episode. Yep, there it is right away. Practicing holding it, pointing it in a mirror. Pew, pew.
Volume 2. Look, you get it? 2? Like T-O-O?
A book of puns. Yes.
An algebra. Algebra.
No. Hank Williams. Oh my God. First with the Linda Ronstadt, and now the Hank.
Right on the reading, but it has some interesting pictures.
Oh, gross. Oh, man. The apocalypse making Chef Boyardee be delicious. Joel kind of softening up, embracing the puns. Love to see it.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
Why would she lift it open and then stick her face over it? Like, my God. I know she's like a post-apocalyptic baby, but Jesus Christ. Got my cup of burnt shit right here. So this is the funny episode, huh? Des Moines. Iowa shout out. Oh, shit. Oh! Got the tires. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, damn. Oh, fuck. Yeah, Ellie, you got that gun? My God, hurry up. Oh. It's okay. Oh. Damn, they really killed Brian, huh? God, humans are the fucking worst. Oof, made me a little nervous for him. Oh, shit. You're gonna seal off a building that's got a giant dent in the floor with something trying to break through? As far as he can make it with those over 40 knees. Got him with a poop joke. Aw, shit. That dude just looks like a kid. They're both just kids. Oh, is that like Henry and Sam? Ooh. All right, so that was episode 4. And kind of slowing things down. And that's all right. Kind of building this relationship between these two characters, introducing a new conflict with Melanie Linsky's Kathleen. So Melanie Linsky is just been killing it lately. I enjoyed seeing her pop up. I think I knew she was in this. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Because, yeah, between this and obviously Yellow Jackets, which was fucking amazing. Oh, my God. Have really enjoyed so far seeing her in some of these like nice, like dark roles ish. Well, anyways, love it. Love seeing Melanie Linsky just killing it lately. So yeah, so this episode, we are just kind of building up Joel and Ellie's relationship. They're starting to kind of trust each other. Ellie was saving Joel's life after they were kind of ambushed by members of Kathleen's people, I guess. She seems to be the one in charge here and apparently has no problems shooting her former family doctor. So that's kind of wild. And she's seems to be obsessed with finding Henry and not entirely sure who Henry is yet, but I think it might be like these kids that we see at the end. Or if neither one of them are Henry, then they know Henry. I don't know. Very interesting to see. And gotta love how like in these apocalypse scenarios, whether it's zombie, nuclear, whatever, natural disaster, it's always the people that are the threat, right? Like, it's not so much the zombies. Like, yeah, they're the zombie. Yeah, they're there. But, you know, at this point, especially in this series, like a good 20 years in since the outbreak, like, they're there. They're a threat, but manageable. Like, you kind of know what to expect from the monsters. And while you kind of know what to expect from the other surviving people, like you're expecting to be ambushed, it's like a whole different threat level, right? So I find that always really kind of interesting that in this like genre, it's always the humans that are the big baddies and not so much like what necessarily got us into the apocalypse. So not a lot, not a lot of big action, but some good conversations, and again, building the relationship between these two characters and the trust and everything. And we see that by the end, Ellie does break Joel and gets him to laugh and crack a smile and kind of relax for a moment with a good old fashioned poop joke. And I do love poop jokes. I mean, they're not my favorite, but they're a solid number 2. I'll never stop telling that joke. So yeah, slowing things down, building up the characters, building up the relationships, a very necessary episode, and we'll kind of see now where this is going to lead us with the introduction of Kathleen and her people, and now this also, this collective threat that both Kathleen and her people and Joel and Ellie are facing, and that's this weird whatever dent in the basement that I assume is like the fungus trying to like break through because it can sense the vibrations or however it does that of the people in the building. That's my guess. So, well, let's see. We also get a little bit of backstory, kind of what happened, or a little bit more information about Tommy and kind of who Tommy is. When Joel and Ellie are in the truck and having that conversation and kind of getting that idea of like how they became, like how Joel and Tommy got separated. And this group of like the Fireflies, and then there's like Fedra, and so there's introducing all these different kind of like groups throughout this zombie apocalypse. Yeah, and with this episode, I think we got to see a little bit more of like the funnier side. Some jokes here and there. Obviously, Ellie with the book of puns. And I love puns and tend to all the puns. So I personally really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun for me. And yeah, just some solid character development going on. So yeah, I guess that's really all I have to say about this episode. Let's see. We've got episode 5 coming up, titled Endure and Survive. So we shall see who this is referencing and like where they get the title for this one. Because the last two came from lyrics of the songs featured in it. This one had a Hank Williams song, and the one in episode 3 had Linda Ronstadt. So that's been kind of fun. I don't recall if they did that with the first two episodes, but definitely these last two, and it's like, oh, there it is. They said the thing. All right. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and start wrapping it up today. And I just want to thank you all for listening. And I hope you've been enjoying these mini bubbles of doing like an episode by episode watch along with a show. If you have any suggestions for any future shows, whether it's a mini bubble like this or just an episode, go ahead and send an email to mystreamingbubble@gmail.com. Make sure you're following me on all the socials. You can find me on Twitter at streamingbubble, no my in that, on Facebook and Instagram as mystreamingbubble. And until the next one, again, thank you all for listening, and keep streaming. Bye.